Suicide rates among young men increased by over 3% in the year after the beginning of the economic crisis. In a new article in the British Medical Journal, research linked stress factors such as unemployment and debt to the rise in people taking their own lives. Father Timothy Bartlett is a member of the Council for Justice and Peace of the Irish Catholic Bishops' Conference. He told Charles Collins that governments need to assure that their efforts to fix the economy do not ignore the individual hardships being faced by people affected by the crisis.
While we deal with the situation of the individuals as a result of the economic crisis, I believe the Church should be speaking, as Pope Francis has in different ways, as the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace has in different ways, about the symptoms and the causes of the economic crisis throughout Europe and the global economy, and reminding our systems of our governments that, you know, while they have to do things that will help the banking system get back in order, they cannot forget the individuals who are suffering day by day as a result of the bad decisions that were made, not least by our banking organizations, and that they need to invest as much help in supporting the real difficulties faced by individuals as a result of this crisis as they're investing in trying to get our banks back into some kind of balanced and workable system again. So we need to call our governments to care for the individuals who are suffering, and to repair that and give them support, as well as addressing the wider economic crisis.
Is this your experience? Is there a lot of desperation being caused by the economic crisis?
Well, I know a lot of priests, like myself, have very direct experience of the impact of the financial crisis on families and on individuals, particularly younger males, young fathers who get locked into a cycle of despair created on the one hand very often by the weight of debt that maybe they have taken on at the height of the property market, a large mortgage, their house is now in negative equity, what seemed like a secure job has now been lost, and a cycle of despair where on the one hand the opportunity for employment doesn't seem to be particularly improving, and where the trap of the debt and the inability to pay mortgage and the pressure that comes from financial institutions as a result of that is piling in on people. We have huge amounts throughout UK and Ireland of personal indebtedness, whether it's credit cards, mortgages, loans, and so on, which are all symptoms of the so-called economic boom and particularly the property boom. All of that is coming back and a heavy price is being paid sheerly by the stress that is brought to bear, particularly on families. And it would seem from the statistics, and indeed our actual experience as priests, particularly on younger men and younger fathers, whose self-esteem, as well as the sense of despair in terms of the long-term future being burdened by indebtedness, is clearly having a huge impact on their psychological disposition.
Are there any warning signs that people can look out for?
Well, one of the important developments in recent times here in the UK and Ireland is that the churches are helping to train their clergy more and more through the use of professionals in this field to be people who can keep an eye out or see the signals in someone of desperation and of thoughts of suicide. And there are very clear signals that are warning signs. They don't necessarily mean that someone is or will commit suicide, but they're clear warning signs. It would include things like someone becoming withdrawn, someone's pattern of mood changing, someone being locked into despair, becoming more dependent on alcohol or drugs, and so on. And then just the objective circumstances in which someone is living in terms of unemployment or debt. Now, the most crucial thing the experts tell us is not to be afraid to ask someone whom you suspect is feeling very depressed, very oppressed by their circumstances, have you had suicidal thoughts? And the experts say that we're very reluctant to ask people that question because we're afraid to ask that question. And one of the fears is that you will actually put the idea into someone's mind. But apparently that is not the case, that it's much better to ask And very often the person is relieved that someone has asked them the question. If they are having suicidal thoughts, you won't do any additional harm by asking the question, but you can do a lot of good if you have the courage, on the grounds of reasonable concern and suspicion, to actually say, look, you're clearly feeling down, you're fear, you're not acting as you normally would. Can I ask you, have you had suicidal thoughts? And if the answer is yes, the key thing is to keep that person as safe as possible, to talk them through what their thoughts are, and then to try and get external help from the numerous organizations that are now available, I think in most countries throughout Europe, through the health services and so on, who are experts in helping people with suicidal thoughts. So it's to become a bridge then, as priests, as pastors, and as people in parishes, looking out for people around us who are clearly under stress and not being afraid to ask them about what they're going through and about their feelings, and seeking help for them. Help is available, and that is the most important thing we can do as Christians in charity and love, and as fellow human beings in care, to help someone who's feeling trapped.
You mentioned this training of clergy and others to be on the lookout for the signs and the help that is available through the social services. What kind of spiritual help can the church provide people who might be having suicidal thoughts?
One of the most beautiful phrases of our Lord, sayings of our Lord in Scripture is, you know, come to me, all you who are overburdened, and I will give you rest. And I think to, first of all, accompany someone in the midst of their stress and their strain and their anxiety by listening, by praying with them, helping them to see their life and their circumstances and their suffering, their real suffering, in the midst of the economic situation they're in, to see that as in the context of their own discipleship with the Lord, and as also part of a believing, supportive community, and helping them to find the strength to turn to the Lord and draw deep inner spiritual strength in the midst of the darkness and the despair, and from that the light of hope, including the light of immediate and eternal hope, but in that to also assist them in becoming part of the support network of a believing community. Which would include, by the way, helping people in a discreet and appropriate way to draw on the charitable services that are available through church networks. Here in Ireland, we have a huge organization called St. Vincent de Paul that provides enormous help to people in need in very discreet ways. So I think spiritually, priests can accompany, and indeed others can accompany those who are in distress, trying to bring them hope and practical help, and also immersion into the wider community, and putting context into their immediate suffering.